This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday denounced Chinese leader Xi Jinping's visit to Russia.
That President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine. And instead of even condemning them, it would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
It was the first trip abroad for Xi since he obtained an unprecedented third term last month. A new report from a UN science panel warns humanity is fast approaching the deadline for preventing the worst damage to the planet from climate change. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres with a warning.
Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast.
Guterres is calling for an end to new fossil fuel exploration, and wealthy countries should stop using coal, oil, and gas by 2040. The science panel's report says to stay under the 1.5 degree warming target, the world needs to cut 60% of greenhouse gas emissions in the next 12 years. Co-author Christopher Tresos.
Actions in this decade are critical for securing a sustainable future for all.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's calls for protest ahead of his anticipated indictment in New York have generated mostly muted reactions from supporters. Even some of Trump's most ardent loyalists are dismissing the idea as a waste of time or a law enforcement trap. The ambivalence raising questions about whether Trump still has the power to mobilize far-right supporters. This is VOA News. The European Commission